It's fair to say that the reputation of Australian cricket has been dragged through the mud over the last 6 months, and it's at its lowest ebb that it's ever been. We can ill afford to have another controversy, and this morning we wake up to the news that overnight in the Middle East there's a TV network, Al Jazeera, that we hear about from time to time, and they've put together a
story.
And
that's a serious TV station.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Yep.
They've put together a doco talking about match fixing involving Australian cricketers in 2017 and also some Sri Lankan cricketers as well. But just have a listen to this snippet.
Manawa names the two Australian players he says were involved in the fix.
Who was batting? And who was the other?
Given the gravity of the allegations, Al Jazeera has decided not to name the two Australian players at this time, but will pass our evidence to the relevant authorities.
So as of this morning, Cricket Australia has said, okay, we will launch an investigation and get to the bottom of this.
They have to give that to the authorities.
Yeah.
So the IWC, whatever it is, they will investigate this.
Mm-hmm. You'd think so. And Cricket
and those
Australia.
Names will come out.
Yeah.
You would think.
Yep. Although not until proven guilty, if they are guilty.
No.
You wouldn't release the names.
I'm not saying they're guilty, sounds like it's going to get fully investigated, as it should.
Joining us now, former Australian test opener. He's a part of Triple M's Dead Set Legends on a Saturday morning. Greg Blewett. Bluey, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Gee, I was just saying in the intro, we can ill afford to have another controversy like this for Australian cricket.
Yeah, correct. I think we're all just looking forward to getting on with some cricket during our summer and trying to, you know, hopefully our team starts playing a little bit better and under better circumstances. And then, yeah, this has come out. So I'm only really just catching up with the news as well. I was over there for that test match, but I think it's the Ranchi test match in 2017 been mentioned. Yep, Australia versus India. So, look, it's all allegations at the moment, but as you said, Australian cricket really doesn't need this right now, that's for sure.
Could this possibly happen? Like, forget whether it might have or it might not have. Could it possibly happen that two batsmen had been paid off by a match fixer?
Everything's possible, that's for sure. I mean, if you had have told me last year that we would have produced some sandpaper in the middle of a test match, I would have said no way.
That's so true.
Anything's possible, but I would be very surprised. And reading between the lines with these allegations, I mean, this guy's just mentioned apparently two Australian batsmen that were batting at the time of a test match. And I think they were spot fixing throughout that game in terms of like run rates and it was leading into a break. So the report suggests that there's no way that he would have known, what Australian batsmen would be batting at that particular time during the day. So it's, and just listening to that footage then that you played, it just sounds like he was saying which Australian batsmen were batting at that particular time in the game. So, look, I don't know. It's early days, but it'll certainly be interesting to see what comes out. You know, it's been mentioned in the report too about England players in another test match. So, I'll be looking forward to seeing where it all goes.
Bluey, I remember I think it was your playing time, but there have been stories over the years. There was the infamous one where Shane Warne and Mark Waugh got paid for pitch information, which, to me, that's not going to win or lose a test match. If you say, it's a good deck or whatever. And so, as you know, they got into trouble. And my question to you is, how many of these types of characters are hanging around the players, whether it's back at your hotel or near the change room? I mean, do you run into these types of people a lot in that part of the world?
Yeah, well, you do. Especially in places like Dubai where we play quite often we regularly have meetings with the ICC and they put pictures up of these guys that, they say if they're hanging around the hotels, you obviously don't talk to them. But, they're around all the time and they're trying to infiltrate, getting inside information with the team. So, it's a massive problem. I mean, some of those meetings that you have with the ICC and the amount of money that they talk about in betting terms is unbelievable. Mm. So it's a massive problem, and I think we'd be naive to think it's just probably in cricket as well. I mean, they target a lot of other things, but it's a massive problem. But let's hope that Australian cricket's not involved with this new scandal, I suppose.
We just had a look at the test match. I mean, Australia batted first and made 450 and none of the runs were, abnormally slow or fast. And Steve Smith made 170. Then India had made 600. So In that situation, you're going to bat slow to try and save in your second innings. You're going to bat slow to try and save the Test match anyway. And we were 6 for 200. Marsh and Hamskin were the only two batsmen that were out there for a relatively long time. And you know their over rates are nothing abnormal anyway when you're trying to save a Test match. So yeah, as you said, you could just come up with any names to try and make it, you know, fit the crime at that stage. So
yeah, that's right. I was at that test. It was a bloody good test match, actually. I mean, it was a draw, so people go, oh, you know, how was it a great test? But they, we made 450. India made 603, and so they're about 150 runs in front, and then they had us under real pressure in the second innings, and we just, you know, hang on for a draw. So, you know, if you had said to me, was any part of that game fixed, I would have said there's absolutely no way, but who knows? You know, this spots fixing that they do target. I mean, they're targeting, you know, a certain amount of runs off, you know, one over or two over. So, you know, who knows? But, you know, there's certainly nothing untoward as far as I'm concerned during that game.
We've got the scorecard in front of us. Nathan Lyon made 2 from 7 deliveries, so it wasn't him.
he was paid off. He just couldn't hold his wicket.
That's quick for him.
hey, good on you, Bluey. Thanks for taking our call so early. Good on you, mate.
No worries, lads.
There he is, Greg Blewett, doing a great job too on Dead Set Legends on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Glenn Maxwell, the big show, he made 2 off 15.
Oh, that's dodgy.
Well, you usually make 15 off 2.
That's a slow 2.
But you can't even do that.
No, that's right. Anyway, we'll hear more about that. I'm sure Cricket Australia will have something to say today as well.